How do you know a seeming message is from God? It will have these elements. It'll be clear and distinct, novel and unexpected. You won't be able to forget it. Its impact will not diminish over time. It gathers you toward wholeness. It contains mercy and grace, even in judgment. It is what you need to hear, even if it is not what you want to hear. It strengthens and fires up your heart. We witness these elements, for example, at Jesus' baptism, when God says, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Who could forget that? We also witness these elements when the Spirit of Christ encourages Paul in Acts 23, "Keep up your courage, for just as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so must you bear witness also in Rome." Who would not be inspired by that? God's word is usually understated, brief and concise, and penetrates directly to the heart. Since God's speech tends not to be overly dramatic or intensified by some external display or fireworks, it does not rob you of your freedom. It does not diminish your ability to say yes or no to God. God can seem more casual than you might want, considering how decisive God's message can be for your life. Yet God's calm, gentle approach affords you some time and space to respond. God can, of course, address you in dramatic fashion, replete with dynamic signs. Christ did that to Saul, who would become Paul, on the road to Damascus in Acts 9, with blinding light accompanying his word of revelatory warning, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And on rare occasions, God can address you decisively, as God did prophets like Isaiah. In Isaiah 30, when God said, "This is my way, walk in it." God addresses humanity through six means: nature, natural events, supernatural events, scripture, other persons, and direct inner witness, including dreams. God addresses us constantly through one or another of these means. God desires that you hear, believe in, trust, and act on what God is saying. God speaks forgiveness and healing to your past. God speaks faith and love to your present. God speaks hope and promise to your future. God's address, then, is meant to heal your yesterday, resolve the neediness of your today, and open up new possibilities for your tomorrow.